TalkZone.com.
Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Ooh. Oh, look at that.
There come those applause.
Applause in and out, up and down.
I love it. I'll take choppy applause over no applause.
I love any applause is worthwhile.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. We are the number one self-indulgent help show on the internet, and that's probably because we're the only self-indulgent.
We own our market.
We do.
That is our market. We're in charge of that.
That's the key.
Because no one is more self-indulgent than you and I. More me. But a little bit of you.
I would agree. I would agree. And for those of you who are not familiar with us, I am Anna, the Armenian Goddess Collins.
And I am Peter, the Reinvention Guy Fogel.
Yes. And we are here to talk about all things that are related to baby boomers, those fantastically wonderful and happy and fortunate people born between 1946 and 1964.
But if you have a pulse, have a sense of humor, we're open to all generations.
Yes, we are.
We make fun of everyone. We're equal opportunity offenders to the seniors in Florida. And we're broadcasting almost live.
Almost live.
From beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean.
Correct.
So if you're a boomer thinking of relocating, Fort Lauderdale, Florida is lovely. It's gorgeous. It's a seaside town.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Where we all used to go from the tri-state area on college vacations. Recess. What was it? Winter.
Spring break.
Spring break.
Recess.
Recess.
I know. It's been a while, huh?
I had a senior moment for a second.
You did. Well, that's okay because this is the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
And what's very important about our show is that we want our listeners to be involved with our show. So please call us. The lines are open at, why don't you give it to Anna?
888-463-6748. You can call us again at 888-463-6748. And you can talk about anything you like as long as
it's within our segments.
Right. And if we like it.
If we like it. You know, our show is always going to have humor, celebrity interviews, expert advice. And we have a great expert on at the end of the show. Why don't you tell the folks?
We do. We do. We like to say that, you know, we talk about things pertinent to boomers, and one of those things is finance. And I know a lot of people are in financial trouble these days because of the economy and what's happened in the housing and job market. So we have with us Miss Elizabeth Karwowski, and she is the president and CEO of Get Credit Healthy. And I had the good fortune to meet Elizabeth when we were both doing a spot on Channel 6 recently on NBC down in Miami, and I started talking to her, and I thought, hey, you'd be great for the radio show. And she said, absolutely. And she really is very knowledgeable. She can actually get your credit score cleaned up, raise your credit score, and get rid of some of those pesky creditors that call you.
Is that – or let me just ask you, and I'm sure she'll answer it later on. Mm-hmm. So basically, with the pre-foreclosure or – being late on everything, she could still help you, show you how to include.
She can. She can. She's very knowledgeable about it. And she does it without putting you to sleep.
Okay.
Which in and of itself is an accomplishment.
And speaking of Channel 6, I will be on, if you folks are listening in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, I will be on Miami Live tomorrow.
That's right.
Between 11 and 11:45, talking about reinvention in my book, Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace if you still have a job. That's available at rebootyourcareernow.com. Go there. You'll understand how to get over $150 worth of free bonuses.
But, excellent.
Talking about what's happening in the news, because we want to be topical.
I know. First of all, I am so sad that we've lost Amy Winehouse.
Surprising enough, and I'm not trying to make a joke out of this, but
her name was prophetic.
it's like, I thought she was dead.
I know.
What I'm saying? And again, something about that magic age of 27. Why is that 20?
Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, with Jim Morrison too.
Morrison too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. I love Amy Winehouse. I love her music. But you know what? I know that there's different theories about it. I think Amy was just a party girl.
Well, speaking of party girls, didn't you say you were a little bit of a party girl, but you knew when to say in your youth, not now?
Yes.
A woman of your age now. We have to be very careful.
I have to
take medications.
Well, thank God I'm in excellent health. No, I was quite the party girl when I was younger. And you know what they say, once a party girl, always a party girl.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Who is
that? The ones that are still alive. Yeah. But no, I mean, I had my fair share of partying. I think we all did in our 20s.
Not me.
Didn't we?
Not me.
No?
That's why I look terrific at my age.
Oh.
I always got enough sleep. And that's what I really want now in my life is more sleep. Deeper sleep. As we get older, that's one of the number one problems is sleep in America.
I know that you and a lot of people of your age.
My age?
Sleep on special pillows. Can you tell me you have a special pillow?
Yes, I have a slight neck problem, so I have a cervical pillow.
What does that mean exactly?
I had an injury a few years ago. Uh-huh. And
sticking your nose in other people's business? Is that what happened?
Yeah, let's go with that. No. What does my nose have to do with my neck?
I don't know.
All right,
it's attached to your head.
It's attached to my head.
And your head's
head,
attached to your neck.
Oh, stop picking on me. So what does a pillow have to do? No, it's my pillow. Some people have blankets. I have a security pillow. I must have that pillow. Because you can sleep on a very soft pillow. I cannot.
I can almost sleep on no pillow.
No pillow.
All right, I can sleep really good on Xanax.
That was our secret. Now everybody knows that you're...
Oh, please. Half the country's on Xanax.
Remember when Valium was in?
Yeah. Xanax is the new Valium. I mean, let's face it. This is better living through medication.
America heavily medicated.
Yes.
What can you do
about it? The medicated states of America.
Medicated states of America. Talking about Amy Winehouse. Now,
yeah.
This is something that's interesting. You know, people turn to...
Drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol to fulfill something that's lacking.
Right.
Let's just say, again,
okay.
I do not have that type of obsessive personality. I have an obsessive in other ways, but not
where it's true.
An addictive personality.
Right.
You know.
You're more obsessive than addictive.
Yeah, but if you got to know me, you'll know why. But going back with Amy, she had a supportive family.
Yes, she did.
She had adoring fans. She won five Grammys by the time she's 27. So obviously she may have had way too much time in her hands, or
if she was a normal
27-year-old girl living in London.
She was a normal 27-year-old girl. She wouldn't have five Grammys and such a fantastic career.
So what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
Success ruins you, not thinking you deserve it, maybe believing that you're not as good as you think you are, everyone thinks you are. I mean, there can be the only person who could figure this out is Dr. Pinsky, who seems to be an authority in everything.
Or Amy Winehouse. Dr. Pinsky.
Dr. Pinsky would have a...
But he's got staffers. All right, let's talk about Amy again. All right, here's the thing. Why does everybody automatically assume all the time that something's wrong? You know, maybe she just liked to party. It could be. I mean, you know, she could have, who knows what she was doing? Maybe she was living clean a little bit and then she just got carried away. You don't know. People always think it's something psychological.
Seemed like she had a good relationship with her family. We'll talk about it in another segment, dysfunctional families.
We got that coming up, folks. We're going to talk about dysfunctional families on this show today, too.
A lot of times that people are writing to me about reinvention.
People write to you?
Yes, I do. I have a following. I have some, you know, I know you do this tongue in cheek, but people do write me. I am a reinvention expert. I wrote two books on the matter.
Yes,
people are always wondering how to reach their goals.
Right.
Now, whenever we're discussing our radio show and you need something done, how quickly do I get it done?
You do it lickety-split.
Now, you may call that obsessive, but that's one thing to get out of the way.
No, I call that lickety-splittishness.
If
you can say that, you're doing good. But you have really interesting points. I did read your book, and you do have some very interesting points that I found were almost kind of Wayne Dyer-ish.
Wayne Dyer-ish.
You have some really good points that you make in that book.
It's about the activities and the choices we make when we're trying to reach our goals.
Right.
There are three types of activities, believe it or not, that determine your best use of time. And according to a mentor, which I'm always talking about mentors, Michael Masterson, the former founder of Early to Rise, there are three types of activities that everyone does daily. Now, these particular behavior patterns can either energize or evaporate your strength, which could ultimately stop you from reaching your goals. And again, I'm not sounding like I'm from the 700 Club, but there's a good chance you might have experienced these activities at one time or another, especially if you went to college in the 60s, the 70s, and the early part of the 80s. And please note, as I'm about to tell you what these activities are, I'm not judging anybody, but even though the Pope might chill out at times, and he is human after all. Okay, here are the three activities that people take in every day that determine the best use of your time of reaching your goals.
And that determine their behavior as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're gold, vapor, or acidic type activities.
When you said that, the first time I read that or heard that, I thought you said Hasidic.
You thought, well,
I thought I had to see a rabbi.
No, they're acidic, but a Hasidic could have acidic activities.
Okay.
All right, these are the golden choices. You ready? Golden choices are intellectually challenging and emotionally engaging. I tend to put my focus on golden choices because in the end, I feel I got the best ROI on my time in regards to reaching my goals. Okay, wondering what they are? Here they are.
Yeah.
Watching an educational and inspiring documentary,
okay.
Writing a book, a screenplay, meditation, playing a musical instrument, watching a really, really good movie, appreciating art at a museum, reading an engaging book, making love, tasting really good wine, mastering a martial art, or doing a radio show.
That is the exact part of the book that was my favorite book. I really didn't know you were going to read that book today. I thought it was excellent. When you mentioned those points before, when you were talking to me about stuff that you do, and you mentioned those points, I find that very interesting that you use the phrase making love.
Making love. Not, with the right
which
person.
Which is different than sex.
Than sex. Making love.
Right. You actually need another person.
Yes, but
right.
That's a whole other story when I had lonely times in the 80s. Now, understand something about golden choices.
Tell
when you're
me.
Done, you are energized, thankful for the experience, and feel satisfied that you made the wise choice of improving yourself.
Now, like our radio show.
Our radio show.
Yeah.
We're always doing something because we know we have to do A to B, B to C to accomplish it. Now, there are vaporous choices. Now, vaporous choices take place when you're in the mood that leaves you with low energy and you don't want to extend yourself at the moment. Vaporous choices aren't necessarily the devil's work or bad, but to playfully quote Jerry Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with it. Yes, depending on what you're doing, vaporous choices are loads of fun and don't necessarily sap your activity. On the other hand, they also don't add up to anything more than killing time. But I
That's like chilling, like vaporous is just like empty, like just like wasting time or just chilling. That
yes,
sort of thing.
Yes, and they're not bad. And after you and I do heavy duty work, we do we do have vaporous just to come down and to be entertained, like we watch The Family Guy,
right?
All those Now,
and some other vaporous choices we can't talk about.
See, vaporous choices to me remind me of the saying, a body in motion stays in motion, a body at rest, well, you know the best. Okay,
right.
Here are some ideas of vaporous activities. Going to a sporting event, listening to most music, including most rock and roll, watching most entertaining TV like The Office, CSI, The Tonight Show, reading beach novels and page turners. Having sex. Sex is vaporous, but making love.
That's interesting.
Is that
you know interesting? The difference.
That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother radio show.
Or you're just making that up.
Drinking beer or whiskey,
yeah.
Getting massage. Yes, a relaxing, soothing massage is vaporous.
Yes.
But
do you think so? You think it's vaporous?
It's vaporous, but it can lead to golden because once you're relaxed and you're feeling good, you can then accomplish your goals.
It can also lead to sex.
And also lead to sex. Anna, the Armenian Gala's one-track mind, Collins. Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Since you brought it up, not me.
Did you say Jew? Oh, Jew.
Jew eat yet?
Now, vaporous activities, they make you feel comfortable. They're habit-forming. And because they are, you look forward to doing them frequently. And that could be just mindless sex again.
Exactly.
Listen, mindless TV is good. It's a deviation from the norm. And I love getting back rubs. And I've never heard of anyone ever OD'ing on a massage. Again with a massage.
More like, okay.
Okay, we're going to finish this last thing and we're going to take a break. Then there's acetic choices. And you guessed it, they are full of vices.
Yeah.
And people that partake
Amy Winehouse's
in Amy Winehouse's.
Yeah.
I hate to say Charlie Sheen every other day, Paris Hilton, the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards we must have him on the show to find out.
We do.
What is your secret to living as long as you are?
A great dialysis machine.
Okay, here they are. Acidic are getting drunk, listening to rap music, not all rap music, to my African-American brothers.
I love rap music.
Okay.
You and I differ there. I love it.
Watching stupid, degrading TV shows like Jerry Springer, Cops, The Bachelor, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and who really wants to keep up with the Kardashians? Sobering up and getting drunk again, partaking in inexpensive recreational drugs, waking up in the morning and being ashamed of what you did the night before.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, well, that's another story about you.
or
fill in any acidic activity. So these are things you think about when you're trying to reach your goals.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break and go back to our little station break and a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back right after
this. Don't turn that mouse.
Hello, boomers.
Peter, the reinvention guy, Fogle here. You know, I'm sure no one has to tell you that our generation is going to have to work longer than our parents did. Due to the uncertain economic times, you will not have your dad's retirement. Oh, no way. In fact, you're going to have to make smarter investment decisions and sleep at night with those decisions. You'll need to know what your income needs, the amount you want to invest, along with understanding your short and long-term goals in regards to, let's say, the sale of a home, an inheritance, college tuition for your kids or grandkids, or a raise. Look, you need proven advice from a company with a proven track record of success and unparalleled customer service. In a nutshell, you're going to need Charles Schwab. You see, once you trust Chuck, you're just not dealing with another investment firm. You are dealing with a company that wants a personal relationship with you and your financial future. So how effective is Charles Schwab? Well, according to Businessweek's fourth annual customer service champ study, they ranked number one in client satisfaction. Fortune magazine calls Schwab the world's most admired securities company. Smart Money gives Schwab, you ready for this, a five-star rating for mutual funds and investment products. Look, whether it's preserving and growing your nest egg, trading stocks, fixed income, options, ETFs, or mutual fund investing, you need Charles Schwab in your corner. For more info or to contact a financial advisor, go to charlesschwab.com or call 866-232-9890. That's 866-232-9890. And tell them you heard about Charles Schwab from the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
The best in Internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best Internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com. Let's rejoin author expert Peter Fogle and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other Internet radio show.
Love this guy.
I know.
Oh, we're back.
What a proud announcement that.
I love our announcement. Say hello to Dave. Dave is our engineer producer. Dave, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
That's it.
All right, that's it. That's Dave. Is
you can't reach your goals in a vacuum. You need people to help you. And thank God, Dave is at the control board.
Yes, and I haven't used a vacuum in years, so thank God. All right, so we're back. I'm Anna, the Armenian goddess Collins, and I'm here with my co-host, my lovely and talented co-host, Peter.
My partner in crime, Peter, the reinvention guy, Fogle.
And we're back. We're the Boomer Humor Radio Show. We cater to baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964. And if you were born between those years, I'm sure there's a real good chance that you come from a dysfunctional family. And
what? Who? You?
Dysfunction Junction.
Dysfunction Junction. This is our break. We're going to Dysfunction Junction. Again, if anybody is listening within the sound of our voice and you come from a dysfunction family, and who doesn't, a dysfunctional family, please call us at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. We will see your dysfunction, right, Anna, and raise you.
Absolutely. You know, I actually thought about starting an internet dating service called Dysfunction Junction.
We should.
For people with dysfunctions. Like, just be upfront. I'm obsessive compulsive. I'm anal retentive. I have a fetish for Playtex, latex.
Bonnets with chin straps. E-Harmony's going to steal that.
Yeah, I know, right? E-Disharmony. Don't even get me started.
Okay, we won't even
Yeah, but anyway, a dysfunctional background then spills over to your life, to your dating life later on, because you tend to go after your primary role models, which is your mother and father. Oh, yeah. I was a classic example.
Please, tell us. Share with us.
You really want to know?
Yes.
Well, my dad, who is Armenian, blatantly, in the Armenian, and a lot of, Mediterranean cultures, the boys are revered.
Why is that? Yeah.
They give more importance to a boy. A woman is like chattel, you know, it's just they're there to cook.
Chattel?
Yeah.
Is that like cattle and?
Yeah, it's like cattle and a maid.
Chattel.
Okay. Women are chattel. So what they do is they give the boys much more importance, as my dad did. And he preferred my brother. So as a result, I always was trying to get daddy's love. And in my dating life, I went after guys that didn't want anything to do with me or that just,
really?
You know, wanted to use me. Yeah. And
really?
The ones that did like me, and there were plenty of them, I didn't like them.
Why is that, Anna?
Too nice.
Too nice.
Yeah, the ones that...
You must have been an e-ticket at Disneyland dating
God.
You in the 80s.
But then again, you know what? It's like after I realized that, it takes a while to fix it. It takes a while to fix yourself. But really, it's a classic example. It's a textbook example of going after the love that you never got.
Really?
In the beginning.
Was
yes.
there anybody close to winning your heart that you said, oh, I should have accepted the one that's been chasing for 30 years, that guy?
My first boyfriend ever in life, I was, I dated him from age 13 to 15.
Oh.
Okay, 30 years later, he looks me up on Facebook. He still claims he's in love with me.
Is this the one you told me about? He has his issues, too.
Yeah, this is the one I told him.
More issues than Reader's Digest at a doctor's office.
I know, it's crazy. But, you live and learn.
He's had more chances than a church raffle.
Well,
let's see. I've never been married, and neither have you there, sport. So.
Oh, yeah, and that's why looks, my hair. And
you have your hair by the grace of God.
By the grace of God, you think so?
Yes. You're very lucky you have your hair. Actually, you and I both have great hair. We could actually do a later in life Breck shampoo commercial.
No one has my hair. No male in my family has their hair.
No, they don't, huh?
Even my nephew, who's all of 32, started losing his
He's
hair at
losing
26.
Losing his hair, really?
On his wedding day.
Well, that tells you something
right there.
All right,
but I mean, look, the future king of England is losing his hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the other one has his hair.
Yeah, but the
Harry has his hair. But anyway.
So now, my situation was my parents had a horrible marriage, and mm-hmm. that was a bad role model, according to my shrink.
Of course. Do you think that's why you never got married?
That's probably one of the reasons. And don't forget, I was in a very insecure, unstable profession. Show business.
The one we're in now?
Like right now. Oh, no. Don't forget, I'm an author, speaker, raconteur.
Right.
I have an internet business
And you haven't lost your joie de vivre either.
That too.
Which I love.
We talked about dysfunctional families.
Yeah.
And there's dysfunctional families, dysfunctional relationships. Like you said, women want a daddy to win daddy's love. Or if they had an abusive parent, and they're only used to that type of abuse.
Yeah,
they look for that
love
in a man.
To them.
That's love to them.
They equate that with love. And I was
the guy always considered, even though I had a horrible role model, I was always giving and polite and nurturing to a woman. And for some reason, even as clever as I was conversation, I was too nice. Too nice.
I don't think you're too nice.
Why can't you just go with the flow, Anna, and just, you don't think
I'm too nice? No,
you're... Are you serious? You're looking me in the eye now, so you don't think I've been nice to you?
I said too nice. Some guys, I don't mean that in a bad way. Some guys are like sappy.
Well, sappy.
Yeah,
and,
you could be a little nicer.
I could be a little nicer?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Fine, that'll be another show. But here are some things we discover that we know a relationship is on the...
On the skids?
On the skids, you ready?
Yeah.
And this is for men and women. Number one is depression. Ennui has set in, and we know as ennui is boredom.
Yes, it's boredom.
Followed by many romance-free months, joyless outings, and a decline in one of both partners' personal hygiene and fashion choices.
Oh, okay. That's how you can tell a relationship is declining. If somebody gets smelly or wears paisley with plaid.
Right.
Okay.
And what about the joyless outings?
Let's talk about joyless outings.
You explained to me what joyless, and I started laughing. Tell them what it was. It's like
couples. You've seen these couples. They're in restaurants, and they're sitting there like drugstore Indians.
they're just looking.
They're just staring straight ahead, not even looking at each other.
And they're thinking, where did I go wrong?
Right. Where did I go wrong? And do they have osso buco tonight? You know, it's just.
All right. Number two. I love that. Joyless outings. We're going out on another joyless outing. Ooh, check that off onto internet dating. Histrionics exhaustion. Your girl was super cute and charming at first, but now her yo-yoing dieting, social circle freakouts, and nightly bubble bath habits makes envisioning a conjoined future with her now utterly impossible.
A conjoined future? Well, I wouldn't put bubble baths in there. Why is that bad?
Maybe she says, I have to leave now. I have to go home and take a bath. Would that be it? Do women do that? I have to go.
I have said a lot of things to guys. A lot of things. But I have never made an exit to take a bubble bath.
Okay.
Unless I was lying.
What about the social circle freakouts? What is that?
Social circle freakouts. What would that be, actually? I told you I didn't want to come here.
Yeah.
Don't ever make me come here again. Like that, you mean?
Yeah, that would be the freakout.
Okay.
Saying you want to go somewhere.
What is Dave telling us? Are we okay here?
No, Dave is fine.
Okay,
number three is instability jitters. You want to read that?
Instability jitters. Okay, let's see. Your guy's up and down freelancing career, does that sound familiar, was to be expected right out of college. But after a few years, you're longing for a steady paycheck, a regular work schedule, and the condo life together.
You want to hear something? When I was living in New York on one of these internet dating, and it was Jewish girl from Forest Hill, Queens, and she didn't...
A Jewish girl from Forest Hill, Queens?
Yeah.
I know you hate when I do that voice,
stop,
Peter.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
All right, so what happens is when she found out that I worked out of my home, she goes, you know, I'm looking for someone who kind of goes to an office 9 to 5. I go, well, I do work 9 to 5 out of my home. My clients, I'm a copywriter, author, and I just... That's not really what I'm... She wanted some schmuck. Not all schmucks, just this particular schmuck. She wanted a guy to go to her job every day. And she didn't equate anything.
She didn't want you, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four is routine boredom.
Oh, routine as opposed to irregular boredom. Is this love a pretty package tied up with a big beige bow? Don't mistake contentment with selling for less than you deserve.
Now, that's interesting. As we get older, are we still holding out for Mr. or Mrs. Right, the knight in shining armor all?
Well, let me tell you about that. There's a pillow, and I got this from two, not one, but two of my girlfriends. It was a pillow, a small pillow, like 9 by 11 or something. And it was like tapestry. It looked like one of those needlepoint tapestries. And there was a picture of, there was a park bench with a skeleton and a woman sitting on the park bench. And the caption underneath was, waiting for Mr. Wright.
Oh, that's funny.
Hmm. Two. I got two of them. Yeah.
So, and again, we're not kids anymore, though we have that child look. Childlike attitude towards life, making fun of stuff. But as we get older, you're going, it's like, you get to the point like, what are you looking for, Peter, in a woman? Arms, legs, uterus, no prison record. You know, at this point, you know, like a woman goes, what do you say? He's breathing.
Yeah, I like hair too, I have to tell you. I do like
hair.
Yeah,
you have,
preferably not in the ears, but yeah.
Okay.
No, you know, well, no. What are you looking for? Tell the listening audience.
Somebody with, you know, I said this yesterday when we were working together. There's people who want friends with benefits.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at the age now I want friends with health benefits. So immediately we can have sex, and then I get a colonoscopy. Not in that order, by the way.
Actually, I think there's clubs for that, but go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Number five, let's go to – look how – see, I avoided your question completely.
Yeah,
I couldn't even answer your question.
Boy, talk about – commitment phobe. All I did was ask you, what are you looking for?
Somebody like you, Anna, but not necessarily you.
Somebody like you, only different.
Different. No. That's someone who has a wicked sense of humor, who gets the joke, who completes my thoughts, and you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're the one. You never
know. You're scared.
I'm scared. Number five is gaping in age and common lifestyle.
Gaping. Yeah, we are. What is it? Gaping age. There's a huge difference between the two of us. I don't mind younger men, but when he's driving a big wheel, geez.
Ba-dum-ching.
Okay. Being a sugar daddy or a sugar mama can be fun for a while, but any 20-something's penchant for all-night clubbing followed by French fry binges can eventually clash with your morning meetings and cholesterol count. I can't see anybody using you as a sugar daddy.
No.
You would never allow it.
No, because I am frivolous Pete.
Frugal Pete.
Frugal Pete.
Yeah, you're
– what can I tell you?
Frugal Pete, the coupon king.
I'm the coupon king. And
you are.
That's right. I use coupons. I'll get by with expired coupons and have that puppy dog look. I didn't know it was expired by a day.
You will go, listen, honey, we're going to get married, but see this chapel? It's a drive-through. It's half as much,
and
I have a coupon.
And we have fries.
We get fries with it.
All right, number six is ambition and quality. She wants a multi-carat ring and career acclaim. He's cool with living a roommate or maybe moving to Santa Monica only if he could sell his 1978 set of Topps baseball cards on Craigslist for the right price.
Yeah, ambition and equality, that doesn't cut it. You have to have somebody with that.
Yeah, you can't have –
Yeah. Nobody wants a schnorrer.
A schnorrer. A schnorrer who's snoring.
A schnorrer who snores.
Number seven is roving eye syndrome.
Roving eye.
After a flurry of flirty text messages and secure lunches.
Ah, one of you has enjoyed with a new paramour. Now that, interestingly enough, I remember that's one of the first things you said to me when, you know, we had first met, we were talking about God knows what, and you said that you were never a womanizer.
No, not like, and if I was, I'd be in politics, and we'll talk about that after the break. We're going to be taking a short break.
Are we making cookies?
No, we're going to be doing an interview.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you set up?
Yeah, we're going to do the interview that I did with – we're going to listen to the interview I did with Elizabeth Karwowski, and she really puts the wow in Get Credit Healthy. She is the president of Get Credit Healthy. We'll teach you how to raise your credit score, get rid of pesky creditors, and a lot more. So join us. Hey, Boomers. Whenever I need something for my home or garden and I don't feel like going to a bunch of different places, I go to the Home Depot. I love the Home Depot because I can find everything I need in one place, whether it's a filter for my air conditioner, a new ceiling fan, or some plywood for my windows during hurricane season. The Home Depot has it all. And for my garden, well, you can't beat the garden department at the Home Depot. You can find everything there, from a philodendron houseplant to a phalaenopsis orchid. And the salespeople are so knowledgeable and happy to help you, which makes shopping easy and efficient. And let's not forget Home Depot's great prices. If you're on a budget, and who isn't these days, the Home Depot has the best prices around. Put it this way, they've just reduced hundreds of items store-wide to help you save money. Just look for the new lower price icon and you'll find plenty of things to choose from for your home or garden. Now, if I could only get a man to do all the work.
Whoa, don't look at me. I'm not good with tools, machinery, scraping.
Please, Peter, I'm not looking at you. I wouldn't even ask you to open a roll of paper towels. But I can get the Home Depot's experienced installers that can even build me a kitchen if I want. So what are you waiting for? Visit the Home Depot near you today. Or go to HomeDepot.com.
You know, the paper roll remark was not appreciated. I can certainly open up
paper roll.
Okay.
But true.
You happy? Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel here, along with
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent help program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
You found the best place for quality Internet talk around the clock and around the world.
Talent, intelligence, boldness.
TalkZone.com. Welcome back to Muammar Gaddafi's favorite self-indulgent help program. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show with author humorist Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Boomer Humor Radio Show. It's Beyond Complicated, and we talk about all kinds of stuff here that relates to boomers, whether it be health, finance, sex, you name it. And today, we are going to talk a little bit about finance, and specifically your credit rating. I have with me my special guest today, Miss Elizabeth Karwowski. How are you, Elizabeth?
Good, Anna. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. I understand the name of your company is Get Credit Healthy. Is that right?
That is correct. It's all about credit health and how to get there.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people interested in that today. I mean, more people today have low credit scores because of foreclosures, losing their jobs, the bad economy. Can you tell us a little bit about your company and how – I know you help people get their credit back to where they'd like it to be, or at least try to move it up a little on the FICO scale, correct?
Correct. You know, Anna, I come from a world of lending. So even those that were bankers, lenders, any financial matters, we never understood what the credit score was really all about. And so a few years back, we really started to get into what credit is. What is it? How do we obtain a good credit score? We all know the basics. Pay your bills on time. Okay,
right. That's the biggest rule, right?
Right? Pay your bills on time.
But what if you can't? What if you lost your job and, you know, or you got cut back? Then what do you do?
Well, even if you can or you can't, many people never reach true success because they don't understand what it's all about. So our organization, yes, we work on helping individuals get their credit score, getting it back to what we say credit health, but also educating people about credit, educating their rights that they don't need to be afraid of creditors calling them and telling them that they're going to do this or
and
that.
And harassing them in the middle of the night, threatening them to come over. And exactly. Yeah, I know a lot of people go crazy. I mean, creditors call them. They get all nervous and jerky. Who knows? They may start drinking. They're going crazy. It is. It's harrowing, though, to have people call you like that.
It really is. And it's a violation. They're not supposed to be doing certain things that we as consumers just don't know because we've never been taught to ask. And so that's where we at Get Credit Healthy are making a stand and saying, look, they're not supposed to be doing this. They're not supposed to be doing that. You as a consumer have the right to do this and that. And hopefully I'll be able to share some of that with you today.
I would love that. Well, you know what? Let's start from the beginning. What exactly is a credit score?
It's a rating. It's how the financial world measures you. I'd like to say it's a report card. It's an adult report card. How well are you doing in the arena of credit worthiness?
And what are I know there's three major credit bureaus, am I right?
Correct.
And what are they?
Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Those are what they call the mama bears or the mama credit reporting agencies. But there's many additional ones. I mean, there's 100 reporting agencies out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. You get an insurance rating. You get a car rating. You get there's so many different ratings, and they pull the information from these three major bureaus.
I see. Okay, so they pull the information from these bureaus. What does FICO stand for, by the way?
It's an organization that was started in the 1960s by what stands for Fair Isaac Corporation. And so this organization makes their money on credit scores. That's it. Hmm. So when many people, you know, the assumption, and I believe the assumption is still out there, we as individuals believe that the three bureaus are part of the government, that we can't question them.
And they are not. They're not like the IRS or they're not like the Gestapo of money, right?
No, they're just a business making money by collecting data on you and then selling it off.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happens. And then your FICO score, it's a business. Fair Isaac Corporation is a business, and they make their money selling scores.
Okay.
And so that's why it's so important that you know what's going on within your own credit report and your credit score, because they're separate entities. And it's not like they're communicating. They're communicating through technology.
So the credit report and the credit score are two different things.
Correct.
Ah, okay. How can one differ from the other? Do they have the same information, or how does that work?
Well, Fair Isaac pulls the information from the bureaus, takes the information, and then calculates it in their scoring model. And so, I mean, I don't want to get too technical.
No, you didn't. No, but what is the rate? Like, where does it start? Like, I know, like a 400, for instance, is a terrible credit score, right? And like an 800 is like, what's the span?
It goes up to 850.
Okay.
And the fact is that lenders nowadays have really tightened up what they call a good credit scoring rating.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, back in 2006, 2007, anyone with a 680, we were still dealing with a paper, or what we called a paper. Nowadays, I mean, 680, you're not getting the same interest rate. They're looking at 740 to be the A+, 740 and above. And to get to 740 mm-hmm. credit rating, it could be easy if you understand what it's all about.
I see. Okay, so say, for instance, I'm somebody that has paid my bills all my life. Mm-hmm. I had a mortgage. I had credit cards. I paid them. Now I can't pay my mortgage anymore. I go mm-hmm. through foreclosure, say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I declare bankruptcy. Or maybe mm-hmm. I don't declare bankruptcy. Maybe I just go through foreclosure. Now I have a terrible credit rating. How do I get back on my feet? I'm sure there's a lot of people wondering, like, how do I get back, you know, to get credit if I want to buy another home or a car? And I understand you help people get back to where they were, correct?
Correct. I mean, what we have to look at is a few things. First and foremost, where you're at right now. The hardest part is facing the challenges you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once you actually do it, and I say I'm not only an expert in credit, but I was my own client. Once you actually face the challenges and everything that you're going through.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Were you in this predicament?
Absolutely. I sold my company in the past, and though I had different revenue streams, every single revenue stream started to decline and decline and decline.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't take my entire lump sum selling the company. I said that I would be able to take it over a time period in my previous. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what happened? A few months later, the business goes out of business. They went through a divorce at the same time. I mean, you know, everyone faces certain challenges. And so what I like to say to my clients, the same way I had to, you have to survive. You have to decide what is most important. Is that, you know, the roof over your head, or is that feeding yourself or your kids, or is that, you know, paying the creditors? What's going to allow you to survive?
So what do you suggest when somebody's faced like that? I mean, you can only stretch that dollar so far, right?
Correct. And we have to go back to the basics. Basic is, yes, we have to go back to living off of potentially ramen noodles back mm-hmm. in college days. That's what we lived off. Right.
And
you're not going out and enjoying those luxury dinners or other things.
Buy $10 coffees at Starbucks.
Yes. No. We go and we buy the big bag and we make it ourselves. Right.
Right.
So you have to do that, but at the same time, that might not be enough. That mm-hmm. might not be enough because your overhead and the cost that you had incurred previously are just too much.
So what do you suggest?
So you look at what's important right now and for the future. Looking at the economy, especially here in Florida, we look at the housing and many individuals' homes, the value, the appraised value has decreased by almost 50%.
Yes. Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So to recoup that 50%, how long is it going to take you? And it's not to say that you should walk away. You work with the banks. Okay, and many of the banks will not work with you. I deal with a lot of litigators, attorneys that are litigators, and many of them won't work with you because of the fact that they're just the servicing company. They don't have authorization to modify your loan.
Right.
So when they don't have authorization, that's why there's so many foreclosures going on.
So, okay, so now tell us a little bit more about your company. I'm somebody, say, that comes off the street. I'm freaking out. I got bill collectors calling me. I might be in pre-foreclosure or foreclosure, and I really don't know what to do. I want to get my credit rating up. How do you help people like that?
Well, we start off, for example, if you're – not everyone is a client for Get Credit Healthy at this point. They might in the future. And what do I say? I am not going to take on a client that still doesn't have a thought process of what they can and can't afford. It's really taking a step back and analyzing your situation. And we can help you in the first step of analyzing it and facing the challenges. From there, at that point, you have to make a decision. Are you going to foreclose? If you're going to through a strategic foreclosure or working with a litigator, there is a possibility that we can work with you to get something unrated. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Right.
It means that it's not calculated in the credit score so that it's not affecting you negatively. Our way of looking at this is that if you're litigating something and if you're questioning, your attorney is questioning the accuracy, because again, what is a report? It shows the credit worthiness of you. But if your attorney is questioning the accuracy of certain documentation, certain percentages that were being charged to you, then we could go back and do what's called a qualified written request to ask them for all of this information, which many times they cannot do. And during that time of litigation, we're looking to get it unrated because they can't accurately provide the necessary documentation to show that this is your loan, this is what's going on, and it's just a way of protecting you.
So typically, what would be your ideal candidate? What would be your ideal client so we can get kind of a feel of the real feel of your business?
You know, right now, our ideal client is those that have potentially gone through a foreclosure, or they've gone through a debt settlement company, or they've gone through a bankruptcy. They've taken a road that they felt satisfied with for that time being, and now they want to get a fresh new start. They want to start over.
I see.
The capital to start somewhere. And even those, for example, that have, let's say, under $10,000, and they have the opportunity of making some settlements, but they don't know how to go about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We could assist them. We'll educate them in the process that potentially with the settlement, we'll have it also removed off their credit report.
That was my next question. So can you remove a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, or a repossession? Can that be removed from your credit score?
And if it's not 100% verifiable and accurate, then it's not to be on one's credit report.
I see. That's very good. Well, Elizabeth, I want to thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thanks, Anna. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. Stay tuned, folks, for more. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Peter, what is totally nutritious and delicious when you don't have time for a sit-down meal?
Oh, that's easy. A smoothie.
And who makes the best smoothies?
Hands down, Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I love Jamba Juice smoothies, especially the pina colada. It's like a liquid lunch that energizes you, making you feel totally healthy and satisfied. And best of all, they're made from great, scrumptious ingredients like whole fruits, fruit juice, sherbet, sorbet, and frozen yogurt.
How many types of smoothies do they have, Anna? Well, let me count the ways. You ready? Fruit and veggie smoothies, probiotic fruit and yogurt blends, classic smoothies.
Yeah, and if you're on a diet, there's a cornucopia of low-calorie light smoothies.
It's amazing that anything that tastes this great can also be so good for you. Oh, did you know, Goddess, that Jamba Juice smoothies can be ordered with vitamin shot boosts?
I do know.
Jamba Juice has also expanded their menus to include steel-cut oatmeal, wraps, salads, sandwiches, and get this, you ready? California flatbreads. As opposed to Wyoming flatbreads? Anyway.
Listen, Jamba Juice smoothies are beyond delicious and not complicated. To find the closest location near you, go to jambajuice.com and type in your zip code. Give your taste buds a vacation and visit Jamba Juice today.
Non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
The internet's good for more than just games and gossip, people.
You're listening to TalkZone.com.
You are listening to the right internet radio show at the right time. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Let's rejoin the yin and yang of Boomerdom, hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
Yeah, that's us,
that.
Yin yang.
I love that. And of course, there's up the yin yang, which I don't understand.
Hey, that was a pretty cool...
Dave, can you hear us okay right now? We were just wondering, because there was a little bit of a... Yes, okay.
Oh, he can hear us. Okay, good.
You know, that was a very interesting interview you had.
With Elizabeth Karwowski of Get Credit Healthy. It was, wasn't it?
You know, one of the things you can do when you have your credit is get your credit reports and see what's on there. You'd be amazed at certain things that people report.
Mine probably has a skull and crossbone on it.
Oh, really?
I don't know. You know.
What blows me in my mind is we have this love and mostly hate relationship with creditors. Are going, let's see, we're giving low interest rates on CDs in the banks, but we give you an extraordinarily high interest rate. And that's, I don't understand how
I
that
know,
works.
It makes no sense. The whole finance thing, I mean, it does require you to be knowledgeable, but you could use a nice drink after a discussion like that, couldn't you?
Well, we do so much whining. It's good to have a wine after the venting. By the way, we talk about all our venting and ranting and everything.
Yeah.
It's good to vent, to rant to your close friends, your family, the people that matter the most.
We are want to do that.
We want to do that. But again, really, nobody really cares about our problems except our immediate
people are like, everybody's narcissistic. No one cares about your problems as much as you do. And I can empathize with that. And saying that, like, I'm going to make this really smooth transition into wine.
To wine. That's it. When in doubt, have a glass of wine.
Exactly. But this is really interesting. You know what I'd like to talk about today on the wine cellar segment of our show?
Yes, the wine cellar segment.
And that's not S-E-L-L-E-R. That's C-E-L-L-A-R, where you go if you're bad or if you want to drink a lot.
Okay.
So today I am going to, this has always been a big thing with me. There's been a lot of controversy about this amongst the wine aficionados, how to properly open a champagne bottle cork.
Before you go into that, I was a waiter at a
you were? Oh,
at a high-class restaurant
my,
in Chicago called That Steak Joint. It was a landmark next to the Second City in Chicago where I used to train as an improv with and Steven Berger. My buddy was the restaurant manager. He's also in Florida at Stevie B's Rib Cafe in Weston. He eventually
Kidding.
So basically the worst thing you can do is wearing a tuxedo that I got from a gift shop.
A thrift shop?
A thrift shop.
Yeah.
And I'm opening... They had the front waiter and the back waiter. I was the back waiter, which meant nothing is more humiliating than opening a bottle of wine or champagne and watching the cork go into the bottle going like a Jerry Lewis, like, I can't believe I did that. You all saw when the cork went into the how am I going to get out of it? Anyone that got me as a back waiter on their shift, it was like they were like – they felt like they ripped up a chain letter 5 years ago. I was the worst waiter in the history of That Steak Joint because I was an
Aussie. I believe it, yeah.
But nothing is more humiliating as
I can't picture you as a waiter. Yes.
Go into.
Well, yeah, that would be kind of impossible to do with a champagne bottle because the top of the cork is round.
Round, okay.
And you'd have to actually work at being a yutz on that one. You'd actually have to like pound it into the bottle.
I can accomplish.
Perhaps
slice it.
Put it in pieces. Because it won't just go in there. But for a lot of people, you know how when you see somebody open up a champagne bottle, like in the movies or on TV, it goes, it's like that big pop.
It's the release of air.
It really shouldn't be.
What?
It really shouldn't be that way. It should be just an easy release. Not a bang, but a smooth slide out. That's how it should be.
This is a family show, and yet I'm getting all these images.
It's a dysfunctional family show.
A dysfunctional family show.
So would you like me to tell you, Peter, how to... open the bottle correctly, because this is an interesting fact. Do you know that each champagne bottle is under like 6 atmospheres of pressure? That's how they measure pressure, through atmospheres. And 6 atmospheres of pressure is about the same as a truck tire.
Really?
Yes, really.
As Carson would say, I did not know that.
Right. It's true. And with so much pressure behind it, a cork can just fly out an astounding distance. You can imagine, and that's why it does.
Because by law, if you open a bottle of champagne, and what's ginger ale? It's champagne that knows somebody. Or something like that. Champagne ginger. Champagne. What is champagne? It's ginger ale that knows somebody.
I like that.
Hawkeye said that in MASH. But you cannot not open up a bottle of champagne without that.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Because every time in the movies you see it like...
Au contraire.
No?
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
That's only if you open the bottle incorrectly.
Okay.
The correct, safe, and controlled way to open up a bottle of champagne. Would you like me to tell you?
Yes.
Okay, you have to do this in steps, okay?
Step one.
First, you have to remove the foil. You know the foil on the top? Because I know you're going to buy me a big bottle of champagne, right?
As soon as we're christening you in a cruise ship. Go on.
and not the wire cage. Now, there's a wire cage that comes around that cork.
Right.
All you do first, the first step is you remove the foil. Then, okay, after you remove the foil, you place your thumb firmly on the top of the cork to keep the cork from flying off.
Oh.
Okay? So now you have your thumb, now picture this, on the top. With your other hand, you unscrew the wire whilst still holding the top of the cork with the thumb on your other hand. Okay? So now you're working with two hands. You got one hand unscrewing the wire, and it takes about 6 turns, and loosening the cage. You don't have to take the wire off completely, just loosen it. Then you hold the cork firmly, and you begin to twist it in one direction, and you twist. Now, contrary to popular belief, a champagne cork, like we said, should not make that big loud thwack that it makes. You're supposed to ease the cork out, and it should make just a slight hissing sound.
Most people don't know that. They just think, we must open that up like we see in the movie.
No, you just gently twist it off. Now there's another part to this. Now, you have to hold the bottle around the base. You don't hold it at the top, you hold it around the base, okay? And then you just fill each glass about 2 inches of champagne, because it's very expensive and it's bubbly, so it goes up to the top. And then if there's any champagne left, you just seal the bottle using a champagne stopper and place it back in the ice bucket or the refrigerator. And that's basically it. And incidentally, as with a lot of wines, When you're done with the wine in the wine bucket, it's customary to turn it upside down.
Yeah, why do they do that?
To let them know that that it's finished.
And you want more liquor.
Correct. Okay. But in champagne, it's considered rude to turn an empty bottle upside down in an ice bucket. So champagne truly is the champagne of wines. And that's our little lesson
today. It is
today.
A wine, isn't it, champagne?
It is. It's a wine. It was actually discovered by a monk in a monastery. Dom Perignon discovered champagne
bubbles. I thought
bubbles.
It was Dom DeLuise.
Well, him too. I think he drank for
any
other
joke,
reasons.
By law, any time a comic must mention champagne, I'd like to know some of your finest Dom DeLuise.
Yes, exactly. Or Chateau Winn-Dixie, if you have it.
So far, we have a few minutes left to the show. 888-463-6748. We're going to a special part of our program.
And we better go fast because we only have 3 minutes.
3 minutes of our ranting. We want to rant in every show, and we're ranting to let what's going on with you folks. I'll talk about my rant first.
Go ahead, do your
rant.
Would
you like your fan?
Well, I have it here. You know what? I'm going to do it real fast. My rant today, folks, is stupidity the new stupidity? Is there something in the air or the water? Are the dumbass terrorists infiltrating our country? Take TV, for instance. Last night, I'm flipping through the channels, and suddenly I'm visually accosted by a short, portly woman with hair that looks like a small woodland creature is living under it. It was Snooki, or as I like to call her, Snooki, from that garishly vapid show, Jersey Shore. Now, Snooki is sitting in a posh salon getting ready for a pedicure, and the nail tech comes over and informs the vacuous Snooki that she has her choice of a foot mask that comes in marshmallow, caramel, or chocolate. And you know what Snooki says? Can you eat it? Yeah, you eat the foot mask, and it magically makes its way to your feet. You know, Snooki, the place where your brains might be. I know I'm saying this, I know I'm giving Snooki attention, but it just bugs me how someone of that caliber can make more money for a speech than a Pulitzer Prize winning author. And hey, this is my rant and I'll say what I want. Look, I love the U.S., I'm a big fan, but what's wrong with this country when a smurf without the color and the education of a bar stool, no offense to bar stools, can make hundreds of thousands of dollars on television by giving stupidity an iridescent glow? Am I missing something like content, educational value, or simply the proper structuring of a sentence? I just ain't sure. And that's my rant.
That's your rant? You're sticking to it?
That's it.
Wow, you're absolutely right. Snooki.
It's ridiculous.
It's just what's happening in our society. You know, maybe we're old school.
Education?
Yeah, education.
References.
It is
intelligence.
Look at this. We're giving her more attention than she ever got.
No, I had to say it. I couldn't believe it. She actually asked if she could eat the foot mask. So what's your rant?
The rant is, you know what? We live in a very congested, information-laden time. And I know we're overloaded with constant commercials and communications, the iPad, the iPhone, emails, phone calls. But, you know, no matter how busy you get, my rant is that really upsets me is that people don't respond to emails, which amazes me. In the old days when we had phone calls, they're too busy to respond to phone calls and all you got was voicemail. But today when you get an email, how hard is it to actually respond to someone's email?
Right.
It's not like you're not too busy. Your hand is on the keyboard. It's there. Basically, when people say, I had no time to answer, I go, your hand's on the keyboard. If you had any time to answer it, now would be the time. Answer emails. Respond to people. People constantly talk to us wanting to be on our radio show.
Right.
Do I ignore them? No.
No, we always respond.
We respond. We react. I'm honored that someone wants to be on the show. We want to know more about you. And if I don't, I feel guilty because they took the time to contact me. And if you're too busy, if you have an assistant, an executive assistant, or you have people working for you and you're in a place of business, have someone respond. Just respond to the email. It takes a minute and it makes so much an impression. I mean, I have articles that have been out there on the internet. People are responding to me from a 9-year-old article. And when I respond to them, they're amazed that I got back to them because everybody is important. Okay, that's my rant for today. We've had a wonderful show with my lovely goddess, Anna Collins. I'm Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel. We have a great show next week. Surprise guests. Go to our website. It's beyondcomplicated.com, the Boomy Humor Radio Show. And follow us on Facebook to find out who our surprise guest will be next week's show.
Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.